Joined now on the air by Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison to help us wrap up the week, Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. How are you?
I couldn't be any better. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. You just ran in from another event, right?
Yes, I was down in Moore County this afternoon for a Black History Month event there at the Sand Hills Community College, where I was part of a panel talking about racial exclusion. The Center for Civil Rights had done a lot of work in Moore County, you know, several years ago, and so they invited me to come back and talk about that work and where things are now in Moore County and the broader struggle that continues for racially excluded communities.
Yeah, and actually should mention, I haven't had a chance, is it Walnut Tree? Is that the name of the community?
Yes.
That the Center for Civil Rights have been working with, a really significant victory there.
Yeah, that came with the Julius Chamber Center for Civil Rights, our new organization. Yeah, great victory, and actually not unrelated. When we were doing work in Moore County in 2008, 2009, 2010, one of the things that was revealed were how the annexation laws in place at that time really disadvantaged under-resourced minority communities. And then there was a big change in the annexation laws in 2011 that primarily was designed to make it harder for towns and cities to annex folks involuntarily. But with the lobbying efforts of lots of the folks in Moore County and other excluded communities, they were able to get a provision put into that annexation change to make it easier for economically distressed communities to get annexed. And that's the provision that the folks in Walnut Tree used, which is in Stokes County. Although they used that process, the town still rejected it. We filed a lawsuit challenging that decision based on race discrimination. The town, we reached a settlement, which included, as of Tuesday a week ago, the Walnut Tree community being annexed into Walnut Cove. And so those residents now being fully included in a community that they always felt part of, but, you know, weren't able to vote in local elections. Now they're going to have access to trash pickup, street lights, street maintenance, sidewalks. And they were already connected to water and sewer, but because they were out of town, they were paying double the rate, which you're allowed to do under state law. So now they're going to be paying the in-town rate, which is a tremendous savings.
So a really significant advantage for them there too. And being able to vote in local elections to elect the officials that are going to be governing them basically anyway really significant as well.
That's right. It's and that was, I think, probably for a lot of the folks, that was the most significant thing, to be able to really hold the elected officials accountable who are making the decisions that most closely impacted their lives.
Speaking with Mark Dorison, and let's talk Orange County news. We got a board meeting that was just held yesterday, right, with the Hillsborough Town Board?
Yes.
With some pretty significant items on the agenda, too, right?
Yes, we had a real good joint meeting with Hillsborough. You know, we're always working collaboratively with the local governments in the county, but there's a lot happening related to Hillsborough, and so it was a good opportunity for meeting. We recently approved the Settlers Point development, which is outside of Hillsborough, but obviously will have impacts on the town. There's the early discussions of the Bayard-Ruston County campus, which will be within Hillsborough city limits. That would include the new detention center if we decide to go that way. Lots of interesting information about affordable housing, economic development, parks, just really trying to find a county museum potentially. So really opportunity to see some synergies through collaboration.
Yeah, that county campus, everyone's talking about the detention center, which you need to find a space for, and there's some contention around that. But that's a large campus with a number of different buildings on it, right?
That's
it's
right.
A proposal.
The idea is not just to have the detention center, but also potentially to have the parks department up there, to have the environmental and ag center, agricultural center up there, which is in another building that is also in Hillsborough that the county owns. And so there's really an opportunity to create a sort of centralized county campus, and which will have obviously economies of scale and value, but will also help, I think, mitigate any of the potential impacts or concerns that folks have about the detention center being there.
Yeah. If it was just the detention center, it wouldn't behoove to name it after Bayard Rustin, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. It's more significant than that.
That's right.
Speaking with Mark Dorison, again, orangecountync.gov is the website for more information on county government. I don't know if I'm breaking this news to you, because we just found out about this a couple of hours ago, but the filing period's ongoing for people running for office, and that includes a few seats on the Board of County Commissioners. Barry Jacobs withdrew his name from consideration today, and Sally Green filed to run for his seat on the at-large seat on the Board of County Commissioners. So without going into any detail on, like, Sally Green, she's got other candidates on the board, but Barry Jacobs will presumably be stepping down from the board at the end of this election cycle. So thoughts
wow,
on Barry?
Well, you did break that news for me. I had not, you know,
I've been
driving around
all day. We literally just found out a little while ago,
so,
yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's fascinating, and I was just telling someone, I was watching CNN the other day, and they just they say everything is breaking news. Like, they constantly have this breaking news graphic, even though they've been running the story all day. But that was actually breaking news. So props to you, my friend.
We have been running it for about an hour and a half. So we're getting to that point where it's not breaking anymore.
But, you know, Barry's been a great county commissioner. He's been on the board for 20 years. That's a long time for anybody to be on. I think it will certainly be a loss of some of that institutional memory, but I worked with Sally Green a lot when she was on the town council. I think she would potentially be a great addition to the county. And so, you know, I think there's value in having people who have had different governmental experience taking different positions. And so, you know, I served on the Carborough Board of Aldermen, you know, in another lifetime, but certainly it gives you a different perspective. And the county is very different. So there's a lot to learn, but at least, like, the dynamics of how group decisions get made and how to, you know, build to consensus is something that would be useful. And I think Sally shares a lot of the same, you know, the broad vision that the commissioners have for social justice and civil rights and community engagement. So That's exciting.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Mark Dorison, and wanted to get your thoughts on that, because we were just finding out about that a little while ago, so we're still kind of processing it ourselves. So other things going on in Orange County that people want to know about?
Well, on Sunday is the annual Pauli Murray Awards,
yes,
which is on Sunday afternoon. I think it's at 3 o'clock
3
at the Witte Building.
Yep.
That is the Orange County Human Relations Commission annual event where they honor folks in our community who embody the spirit of Dr. Pauli Murray and who was an incredible crusader and groundbreaker for civil rights on so many levels. So that's exciting. We have, our agricultural summit is coming up on Monday. The Orange County Ag Summit is Monday, starts at 8:30. That's at the Witte Building also. And a lot of people think that's only of interest to people who are in agriculture, farmers or people who are in agriculture-related industries, but it's really a great program because it reminds us how connected, particularly in Orange County, the agriculture, food, lifestyle, all the things that we really have come to value. You know, the urban-rural balance, the you know, the access to natural and healthy foods. Economic development. It's really a nice time for people to come together who otherwise might not. So I really encourage folks, if they have some time on Monday, to head up there and just listen to some of the presentations and meet some folks and see what's going on.
What are some of the key topics that are going to be discussed? We know yet?
You know, I just looked at the agenda, but I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think one of the things, I mean, there are themes generally, but I don't know what are specific topics. But certainly, you know, how do we continue to support farmers? How do we continue to make agriculture a component of economic development? And I think, you know, how do we really bring that more rural and traditional aspect of our community, you know, more closely connected to the parts that are that are more suburban and maybe not as connected.
I was always fascinated, and I've recently kind of heard more about this, is the extent to which agriculture impacts local tourism as well. I mean, and you start to think about it, oh, like agriculture and tourism, you don't necessarily make that connection until you start thinking about all the lines outside Mapleview and all the people who go to restaurants in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro that specialize in being farm to fork and locally sourced and everything else. And then the list just keeps going on and on and on. So it's a really important component of a variety of different aspects of the economy.
It really is. It's a great point, you know, and you think about our farmers markets and that, you know, that's one way where you start to bridge that gap and build those relationships. There's a lot of work being done in this community around food insecurity, and that's another component connected to our agricultural base. So. Mm-hmm.
Speaking with Mark Dorison, OrangeCountyNC.gov, other things going on in the community, meetings coming up?
Oh, I'm trying to think. There's always so much good stuff happening in Orange County. There's some more of the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial stuff is going on, and...
What's the next one? I got the list here. Oh, tomorrow at Chapel Hill Public Library, the Gigetto's Puppet Show.
That's right. That's right. And that should be great. I've seen some of the pictures of those puppets. They look amazing.
Oh, they're amazing, aren't they? Yeah. Just life size and the motion that they get. Yeah, it's incredible. And we're gonna have Gigetto on the air with us at some point. Susan Brown keeps saying she's gonna bring him on, but it's a terrific show by all accounts. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on that and all things county government. Mark Dorison, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, I so appreciate seeing you every weekend. This is the perfect way to launch the weekend, is a great conversation with you and then relax.